we are seeing more and more and more evidence of huge amounts of plastic ending up in the world's oceans. And, you know, just a few years ago, I was in East Timor doing some work over there to help out. And it was interesting just being on the beach in Dili.
Yeah.
And you literally saw tens and tens of thousands of empty water bottles just lapping up where they were just ending up in the ocean, coming back on the beach. Mm. And we're talking vast amounts of plastic. And the reality is, eventually, no one was making any effort to get that off the beach.
Yeah.
It'll end out in the ocean. It'll gradually break down. And that's not including things like, you know, the billion, just in Australia alone, we're using about 8 billion plastic bags a year still, even though,
wow,
you know, some of them have been banned in certain states and territories.
Yeah.
And if you look, and that's just, we're just a country of 23 million people.
Yep.
So you imagine there's 7 billion people on the planet.
Mm.
And if you look at those plastic microbeads that we're finally getting rid of in Australia, which I've been working on that,
yep,
just in a single container of facial scrub, you will have thousands of tiny bits of plastic beads about the size of a grain of sand.
Mm-hmm.
And all of those will go down the plug hole when you shower or wash. They're too small to be captured by the wastewater treatment plant, and it's all landing out in the ocean and our waterways. So
right,
what we're seeing is, right across the board, huge amounts of plastic ending up out there in the oceans. And, of course, once they're there, it just keeps building and building and building because it takes so long for that material to biodegrade in the ocean.
Plastic business is an enormous undertaking, isn't it? Some figures here, 15 million tonnes a year were manufactured in 1964, about the time you and I hit the planet, or just before.
Literally, it was the year I hit the planet, yeah.
There you go. To 311 million tonnes. We're talking million tonnes in 2014. So we seem to have, well, society just wants to continue to consume this really damaging stuff, right?
Well, look, it's interesting that there are some times where plastic can be good.
Yeah, sure.
Where it can actually keep food lasting longer.
Yeah.
And so the longer you keep the food lasting, the more likely it is to be eaten. And that stops the huge environmental waste of food waste.
Mm.
But sometimes, you know, then we're not making it easy for people to recycle it. Or what's even worse are things like the bottled water. You know, we're spending $500 million a year just in Australia on bottled water when we've got great tap water.
Sure do.
You know, and but having said that, you know, sometimes when you're out and about, you know, better to get a bottle of water than a sugary soft drink.
Yeah, sure.
But at the end of the day, you know, we tend to use plastic in a throwaway manner, and we're not recycling it. It's ending up as litter. Mm. And even with plastic bags as an example, even if you do the right thing and you put those empty plastic bags into your garbage bin, the reality is that when they end up in the landfill, on a windy day, you can lose thousands of plastic bags on a windy day, and they end up going over the fence.
Yeah.
And then, of course, in places like Sydney, we're right next to the ocean, and so many of those bags end up in the ocean. And if you go to places like Sydney Harbour, you'd be amazed how much plastic debris you'll find on the floor of the harbour. Not just plastic bags, but all kinds of plastic. And you see it if you go on the internet and you look at Hawaii. You know, the amount of stuff rocking up in Hawaii is enormous. Lord Howe Island, which I personally think is the most beautiful island in Australia.
Yeah.
I've been there quite a few times. And what they're now finding is you come across little piles of small little plastic pieces in the forest there.
Wow.
And when I asked, you know, the local wildlife expert, I said, well, what is this? How do you get all these little piles of little pieces of plastic?
Mm.
And he said, well, that was a baby chick.
Oh.
So basically, the parents have gone out to sea. They get what they think is food. It's actually little bits of plastic. This is Lord Howe Island, which is hundreds of kilometres away from anyone.
Mm.
They bring it back, feed it to the chick. And I actually helped to edit a video of a dead baby chick, and there was over 100 pieces of plastic inside it.
Oh, boy.
And, of course, and so you're thinking, well, that is in a really remote, beautiful, pristine national park of an island, hundreds of kilometres from civilization.
Mm.
And yet, you know, baby chicks are dying in big numbers because the parents are feeding them what they think is food, but is in fact small pieces of plastic.
You mentioned Hawaii. You will know more about this than I. But above Hawaii, there is an enormous continent-sized, almost continent-sized pile of plastic, right? Many, many feet deep, which is, for all the currents seem to converge there for whatever reason, and all this plastic junk ends up there. But it's enormous, isn't it?
It is. Look, this is interesting because Ian Kiernan, of course, when he started Clean Up Australia, was because he went around the world in his yacht and couldn't believe the vast amount of plastic that he came across. Now, bear in mind, that was in the early 90s, and it's only gone a lot worse since then.
Yeah.
And so, as you say, a lot of the world's currents and ocean currents converge, you know, in the Pacific. And unfortunately, it's bringing all this plastic from around the world, and it's ending up there. And I got a video of a whale which died on Cairns Beach some years ago. And it was interesting when they did the post-mortem on the whale. They dissected it, cut it open. It was stunning how much plastic was actually inside the whale. And so this is the problem we have, is that a lot of marine life are now eating plastic. And what was interesting is I was on the 7:30 program on ABC a couple of weeks ago talking about the plastic microbeads. And for that program, Professor Emma Thompson, who is a real expert in this area, she actually did she dissected a fish caught locally, cut it open, and sure enough, found plastic microbeads inside that fish. And this is some fish that, you know, people eat.
Yep.
So the concern now is that all this little tiny plastics that we're seeing in the oceans are getting in the food chain, and they're getting into the fish that we eat.
Mm.
And so it's really, really important that we find ways to absolutely stop that pollution happening in the first place, because unfortunately it just keeps growing every year. Because as I said, you know, as we all know, plastic takes a long time to break down and biodegrade. And I think this is why, you know, with plastic microbeads, all these thousands of tiny little bits of plastic that are in those facial scrubs and body washes and shower gels.
Yeah, a long way from some kind of natural product that's supposed to clean our skin, I would have thought.
Well, look, exactly. And unfortunately, companies have been deliberately putting this stuff into products, knowing full well that it ends up in our oceans. And so luckily, though, the good news is it's going to be gone by hopefully July 2018 here in Australia. President Obama has just signed legislation in America just before the new year, where the Republicans and the Democrats are back to get rid of them. So we're at least on that side, we're seeing a really positive result.
And good on you, John Dee, for really pushing that campaign. Look, we're almost out of time. What's happened to our commitment? We've got about 60 seconds to the environment. It seems like we've gone backwards. I remember in the late 90s, early 90s even, David Suzuki was out there everywhere helping us to be concerned about stuff. We don't seem to care too much anymore. Why?
Look, it goes up and down and with our commitments, but I really sense at the moment it's coming back again. It's interesting that in finishing this, that article in the Sydney Morning Herald on Friday about the plastic microbeads, with Aldi, Coles and Woolies agreeing to stop having them in their products, 25,000 Facebook shares just since Friday alone. So when you can show people a solution, they will jump on it.
John Dee, thank you so much. Keep up your great work.